This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network in the Female Health Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are visiting with Stacy Lyon, founder of the feminine cleansing products company, Healthy Hoo Hoo. Stacy is an advocate for women's health and gentle care for down there. Stacy, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Hi, Eric. Nice to be here.
Nice to have you with us today. So first of all, why should women be concerned with practices and products they use in their feminine hygiene routine?
Well, that's a great question. It's often an area that women overlook. It's hard for us to look, so we sometimes forget it. But we don't realize, that it's a very sensitive part of the body. It's an opening to the body. And it's a great way for chemicals and toxins and harsh things to get into our bodies. 99% of breast cancer tissue samples actually have been shown to contain parabens. A lot of products that we use down there contain parabens. It could be a way that it's entering the bloodstream. And it takes only seconds for the chemicals in our personal care products to enter our bloodstream. And then just overall, the vagina and the skin around it are some of the most absorbent parts of a woman's body.
What are some of the harsh chemicals women should avoid?
Well, that's another good one. It's crazy when you turn over the back of the bottles of the body washes or even just the simple body soaps that women use in their shower and their daily routine. And there are some chemicals there that are starting to catch up with us. And when I say catch up with us, I don't think it's just that, oh, my gosh, I used it once, now I'm going to, get cancer. I don't think that's it at all, Eric. I think what happens is it's a daily routine. It's our daily exposure. And we put so many different things on that this is maybe one area of the body that we can actually kind of start to call out some of the culprits. And namely, they're sulfates. Those are the chemicals that create suds. Another big one is fragrance. Fragrance in this company, in this country, is a catch-all term, and it can include hundreds of chemicals, and you don't know what's really in the word fragrance. One part of fragrance is a nasty little chemical called a phthalate. It actually starts with a pH, and that's a well-known endocrine disruptor for women. Endocrine disruptors are things that make our hormones go a little wonky on us and cause all kinds of problems. And then the final one, which I mentioned earlier, are parabens. And parabens, there's five different versions. They're a preservative that a lot of beauty products use so that the product stays fresh on the shelf. And again, per my opening comments, they're turning up in a lot of breast cancer tissue biopsies.
What are the signs that a woman's ecosystem is out of balance?
We all have these lovely things called hormones, and they rise and they lower and they change, not only with our monthly cycles, but with our age. And so they can just normally cause some difficulties. But there's some other signs that women really need to pay attention to. And one of them is odor. We've got itching, painful sex, or an abnormal discharge. And so really want women to start paying attention, to what products they're using down there. Get down there and look at your parts, know your parts. It's not about being modest. It's about taking care of your health. This is a very vital and a very amazing part of a woman's body that we seem to be ignoring. So, again, if you have any itching, odor, painful sex, or abnormal discharge, that's a good sign that you're out of balance and that you should start paying attention and, if necessary, book an appointment to go see your OBGYN.
Good advice. Today we are with Stacy Lyon, founder of the feminine cleansing products company Healthy Hoo Hoo, here on eHealth Radio's Female Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Stacy, what are women doing to undermine their feminine health?
A friend of mine who's an OBGYN likes to call it, she said, we're kind of in the perfect storm. We're in a day and age where women eat a much more high-sugar processed food diet. Combining that with we're over-cleansing. We've got all these baby wipes and toilet wipes, and we're using all kinds of body washes and harsh soaps. And then the fact that we're also have a much higher content of nylon in our underwear collection. So you start using bad fabrics, and start using harsh chemicals, and then you combine that with the food that you're putting in your body, and of course now you start to see some of these abnormal or signs of a vulvovaginal issue that's out of control. So wearing the wrong underwear, over cleansing, a poor diet, lack of exercise. You know, this is holistic. It's not just about exactly what we treat with down there. It's about what we consume with our bodies. So then douching. It seems to be an antiquated term for some, but it really needs to go into the history books. Same with talcum powder. Grandmas used to use it. Talcum powder can actually be a transport mechanism for silica that can go up towards the ovaries and has been linked to ovarian cancer. So talcum powder, no petroleum jelly, limit your use of thongs. Thongs can transfer. And don't linger in wet swimsuits or workout clothes. You know, a lot of gals go to yoga now and they hang out in their yoga pants all day long. Not good. You've got the combination of sweat and bacteria, and that can also cause some issues.
What are some simple tips for optimal vulvovaginal health?
One of my favorite, very simple things to do, and it's funny when I mention this to women, they kind of look at me and they're like, really? And then I love to, hear them talk, a couple months later, and they say, oh my gosh, it works so well. I'm so much more comfortable down there. And it's sleeping without your underwear. It's as simple as that. We have a lot of sweat glands down in that area of the body, and it needs to breathe. And during the day, if you think about it, we've got pantyhose on, we've got leggings, we've got jeans, and not a lot of airflow. So number one, real simple, just sleep without your underwear. Again, exercise. Get a lot of exercise. Eat healthy foods with high contents of good ingredients. Stay away from the sugars. Yeast love sugar. The more sugar we consume, the more we're creating an army of the bad bacteria. Wearing 100% cotton underwear is a big one. If you're sexually active, use condoms because sperm can disrupt the pH of the vaginal lining. Drink plenty of water. We need lots of water. Wear loose-fitting cotton garments. Here's another simple one. Wash from front to back. When you're wiping, wash from front to back. Here's another one that came right from that OBGYN. It's pee after having sex. The urine actually can cleanse the area and can prevent UTIs. And then another fantastic one, if women are having issues with reoccurring yeast infection, is to either consume a really good yogurt or, better yet, take a probiotic. And probiotics are the good guys. They're the good bacteria that actually provide a healthy barrier that keeps the bad bacteria out of the vaginal opening.
Stacey, if you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Healthy Hoo-Hoo online.
We've got a great site, very straightforward, and it's called healthyhoohoo.com.
Easy enough. We've been speaking with Stacey Lyon, founder of the feminine cleansing products company Healthy Hoo Hoo, and the website, once again, is simply healthyhoohoo.com. Stacey, thanks so much for being with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome, and this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Female Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network, and we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.